Now it's time for the Flight by Yingling post-game show. It's brought to you by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
It's brought to you in part by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has the best selection of Chiefs tickets and parking passes for each home game this season. Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in Mondays starting at 6 for the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis. And don't miss Players Only with Dan and Hughes every Thursday at 6. All right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is Joshua Briscoe.
A terribly frustrating way for a football game to end. The Kansas City Chiefs fall to the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-28. The Jags rise to 4-1. The Chiefs are 2-3 with a primetime game against the Detroit Lions on the schedule for next week. Let's go back out now to Everbank Stadium. Talk to the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, about what he saw out there tonight. Mitch, offense, defense, and special teams, everybody can take a share of this one. Where do you start?
Well, the fact you have a 14-0 lead, you're really ready to seize the game. And you get the 14-point takeaway. You get the punch-out on the attempt of the quarterback sneak by Trevor Lawrence. But then, really, the Chiefs hit the dry spell. This, again, is in sequence. I'm going to give you a longer answer than just one or two sentences here because the Chiefs had back-to-back punts. They had a flip pass go from negative six. And then in the second half, that led up to a 14-7 halftime lead. But you had the feeling you could have been up at least 17-0. But instead, you don't do the back-to-back possessions. And in the second half, there were 9 Chiefs penalties, 4 on special teams, including a kick out of bounds, 2 holds, and an illegal chop block. I mean, those add up. It's almost 50 yards in net penalties. Then you have a 99-yard pick six. Then you're trying to defend the – they have to have a touchdown to win, and you get a DPI late in the game and then you can't defend a throw to the near side to Thomas. It's everybody. I just gave you offense, defense, and special teams where all three areas deserve mention here and take ownership of it, and I know they will. That's what this team does.
I think you're right, though. That has to be the case. You have moments. Your call was, like, fascinating to listen to Trevor Lawrence hit the deck twice and then get up and run that ball in. So many missed opportunities, and the NFL is too tight of a margin game to ever miss those windows, and the Chiefs missed several of them tonight.
Yeah, and, I mean, even that play, if he doesn't make it in, they call holding on Cook, so they're going to get the redo on that. But you also you got to defend a touchdown. You're up 4. You're not up 3. And so the field goal is not even in play there. But the kick out of bounds becomes brutal. That's like a 10-yard play without the clock moving, in essence, at the least a 5-yard play because you're thinking about maybe kicking it out, you know, for a touchback at that spot. But still, it's everybody. Like a chance to really seize the game, but you have a pick six of 99 yards. It's hard to overcome that. You're going to go up 21-14 at that spot. But I'd go all the way back to when you're up 14-0 after getting the stop at the 1-yard line, and you don't go, you move it out a ways, but then you don't get to score off that. And so instead of extending the lead to 17-0 or getting back-to-back possessions where even field goal makes it 20-0, then the game just completely turns. In possessions 4 and possessions 5 and 6, the 99-yard pick 6, were the offensive possessions that you look at. Possession 7's a punt. And then defensively not being able to hold when you had a chance to – they got to have a touchdown to score. And then special teams. So many mistakes there that cost the Chiefs some vital field position.
You have the missed interception that was bobbled. It would have been a tough play for Tranquil or Bolton. That Jalen Watson penalty when he fell and ended up being a free first down. The upsetting thing here is we could spend the next several minutes just going back and forth through those. Man, if any of these go differently, maybe the result's different. It's also really frustrating that the Chiefs got some help this weekend. The Chargers have dropped two in a row. The Bills lose at home to New England last night. I know they've got a big game back at home against another really good team. What do you think's on the forecast here for the next 6 days?
Well, you have a short week. I mean, you're getting home tonight at 4. It's Tuesday morning. Yeah. And that's always tough to play Monday Night Football on the road. I don't care who you are. In fact, the Ravens had to do that coming to our place last week, and that was an advantage for the Chiefs. So, and I think the NFL's best team is coming in for Sunday Night Football. In studying the Lions, I don't see any weaknesses in those guys. I know Arnold is down maybe for the year at corner, but the rest of that group, they're getting it done in every phase, and they're scoring 40 points a game. I mean, they're doing some record-setting things there. They had the opening loss to Green Bay that they wish they had back, but nobody's undefeated here after the first, 5 weeks of the season. But that's the closest team, I think, to being undefeated, and they are strong. So the Chiefs have got – this one is really hard to take, but just like if this, they would have won this in breathtaking fashion, you don't have long to chew on this one. You got to figure out a way in a short week to beat the best team in the NFL coming into a GEHA field at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday night.
Mitch, we'll do it again on Sunday night. Appreciate you making the time, and appreciate the call today. A lot of fun moments, just not any of them near the end there for the Chiefs. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks you, Joshua.
That's Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs, here with us on the Chiefs Radio Network. Look, a lot of the things we break down here, like this stat of the game, are not going to point in the Chiefs' favor, but it's a very, very interesting one about the biggest play in the game. The stat of the game is brought to you by Graybar, your distributor for electrical, data communication, and industrial products. NFL Next Gen Stats has this from Devin Lloyd's 99-yard pick six. That swung the Jaguars' win probability by 42 percentage points. What's that mean? Before that pick six, the Jags had a 28% chance to win the game. After that pick six, a 70% chance to win the game. Also, just in terms of all these turnovers that Lloyd has forced this year, he's now added 95.4% in total win probability across those four interceptions he has. A league leader, more than double the next closest defender. Devin Lloyd's been remarkable for the Jags this year, and he delivered an absolutely crushing blow to the Chiefs. They had plenty of chances to come back from that point. Do not mishear me there. Plenty of opportunities after that, but it's hard to have a bigger game-swinging play than a 99-yard pick six, and that ended up being the feather in the Jags' cap, and the Chiefs just could not get this game back under control. We'll take a break. We'll come back, look around a few things that happened in the league yesterday, do a little looking ahead of what the Chiefs have in store, and as we go, we'll hear from Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and some Chiefs from the locker room. That's next here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Welcome back into our post-game coverage right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. We're going to take a look around some things that happened this weekend in the NFL, brought to you by Crown Royal. Take a water break and moderate your drinking. Stay hydrated, stay royal. Crown Royal Canadian Whiskey. Look, this is a league where good teams are being beaten by middle-of-the-road teams, and I don't know where the Chiefs stand in that hierarchy as the season goes on, but the margin for error is so, so thin in this league. And that was evident in the Broncos' win over the Philadelphia Eagles. At the end of the game, the Eagles still had one last chance.
Three-man rush. Hurts bounces around, loads it up, floats it to the end zone. It is incomplete! No flags! Denver wins it!
That call's by Dave Logan and Rick Lewis, courtesy of KOA Denver. The Broncos now 3-2, which means they're a game up on the Chiefs. Meanwhile, in the AFC East, this looked like a really helpful thing for Kansas City in terms of the AFC standings. The Patriots lined up and got it done.
Here's the snap. Ball down. Borregales with a kick, and it is right down the middle and good. Ice water in his veins. Borregales, the rookie, nails it. And with 15 seconds left, the Patriots have taken a 23-20 lead.
They held that lead, won that game. That's Bob Soucy on 90 of the Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. Meanwhile, in the NFC, it was a barn burner and a good-looking one with those throwback uniforms between the Buccaneers and the Seahawks. Ultimately, Tampa got the last chance.
Spot down, his kick is airborne, it is long enough, it is good! And the Bucs beat the Seattle Seahawks. Tampa Bay 38, Seattle 35. And the Buccaneers come from behind in the fourth quarter again and score the game winner with no time left on the clock.
Gene Dekaroff, Dave Moore of the Buccaneers Radio Network on the call there. The Bucs having some really high-flying, high-octane games this season. Baker Mayfield playing some really good football down there in Tampa. Meanwhile, this wasn't a good football game by almost any means, but it was an entertaining one as the Titans got their first win of the season.
Cox snaps it back. Sly lets it fly.
Bullseye!
Hey, Nashville! That sounds like a winner! The Tennessee Titans, 22! The Arizona Cardinals, 21!
Taylor Zarzar on the call of Titans Radio, the first win of Cam Ward's career. The Cardinals made so many mistakes in that game to let Tennessee get the victory, but they did in fact get it done. Handful of other things from yesterday's action. The Vikings getting the win overseas over the Cleveland Browns, 21-17. The Houston Texans, and this game also looks a little different in retrospect, the Houston Texans absolutely demolished the Lamar Jackson-less Baltimore Ravens, 44-10. C.J. Stroud of the Houston Texans get back on the horse. The New Orleans Saints get a victory over Jackson Dart's New York Giants. New Orleans wins at home 26-14. The Colts, Daniel Jones, that team is also on fire. Not on fire, one of the other teams, the only team, in fact, below the Chiefs in the standings in the AFC West. The Las Vegas Raiders took a bath there, the Colts winning 40-6. Carolina Panthers in another messy game get a win over the Miami Dolphins, 27-24. The Cowboys get a win on the road to defeat the still winless New York Jets, 37-22, your final score there. Meanwhile, we're keeping an eye on those Detroit Lions next on the docket for the Kansas City Chiefs. Lions win over the Cincinnati Bengals on the road in Cincy, 37-24, your final score there. The Bengals scored 21 of those points in the fourth quarter. The Lions were in control of that game the entire time. That's your look back at what happened yesterday in the NFL. We'll take a timeout and we'll come back talking about more what happened today, tonight, on Monday Night Football. The Chiefs fall to the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll keep breaking it down on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Welcome to your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's post-game report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Chiefs fall to the Jags in Jacksonville, 31-28. Let's go ahead and go to Jacksonville now to hear Danan Hughes and his exclusive one-on-one with head coach Andy Reid.
All right, here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, hard-fought game, tough breaks.
Yeah, listen, Dan, I mean, you know how this thing goes. You have 13 penalties, whatever we end up having to their four. I mean, that's a tough ask, and we've got to be more disciplined, whether they're right or wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, I question a few, but we'll see when we look at the tape on it. But it is what it is. They called them, so you got to overcome that and be a little bit more disciplined.
And the Jaguars coming in 3-1. It wasn't someone anybody was overlooking. You guys fought to the end, and they fought to the end. That's kind of been the nature of the beast for them this year. How good was this matchup and everything that unfolded?
Listen, they did a nice job. I mean, Liam's got that team playing well. The quarterback made some big plays. Defense had the interception. So, you know, we've got to take care of the ball. We can't have the penalties. You know, so it's hard to win in this league, even with the stats. And, yeah, you know, we outstatted them, but you can't do that.
Yeah, you mentioned the stats. That was my next question. 7 yards plus per rush, 7 yards plus per pass. I mean, everything seemed to be clicking on offense, but against a good team, as you mentioned, you can't have those miscues.
Yeah, you can't. So penalties, and it takes all three phases. I mean, special teams got to do their part. Offense has got to do their part. Defense has to do their part. You know, we're a team, and, you know, so we've got a good team coming in here. We've got to get ready for them.
Coach, you mentioned, I know in my days it was about a midnight rule. And midnight, you put it behind you, prepare for next week. Is that pretty much the same sentiment?
That's a good rule to have. Yeah, so it's a short week. We got to move on, learn from it, and move on.
All right, thanks for your time, Coach.
All right, Dan.
Dan and Hughes with Andy Reid after the loss. A couple things in there that I think are pretty interesting. One, that yes, I mean, it is a short week. We have no time to dwell on this at all before they start getting ready for the Lions. And look, I know that this can be kind of a cliche. I know you've heard this before, especially when teams win. All three phases, offense, defense, special teams. But we did this with Mitch in the first segment of the postgame show here. There were issues. There were mistakes. There were self-inflicted wounds on all three levels, all three phases, and pretty much everybody got their hand on the ball, so to speak, in that fourth quarter. From Harrison Butker kicking the ball out of bounds, taking no time off the clock and letting the Jags start at the 40, to the defense failing to keep the Jags out of the end zone, plus all of the offensive miscues. Just too many things to overcome, and they didn't. So the Chiefs fall 31-28. We'll take a timeout, come back and hear from Patrick Mahomes in a little while. But first, here's our offensive play of the game brought to you by Helzberg, your hometown jeweler serving Chiefs Kingdom since 1915.
Pacheco's at the running back position. They slam him into the line. No, they fake it to him, and Mahomes keeps it and goes in. Great fake by Mahomes on an RPO. Faking me out and keeping the ball for a 9-yard touchdown. What a superb fake by Pat Mahomes, and the Chiefs have a 97-yard drive for a touchdown.
A fun moment in a frustrating game. We'll take a break, come back, and hear from Patrick Mahomes next on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus with CDOT every Monday at 4, 96.5 The Fan.
Some good news on the Chiefs front is in our rookie report brought to you by Main Street Credit Union. Even if you're a rookie when it comes to finances, Main Street Credit Union will get you in the game. Go to mainstreetcu.org. Breshard Smith got in the game, seeing his workload continue to expand in this offense. Just the one carry for 4 yards on the ground today, 3 catches for 32 yards. And again, you've seen him all over the field affecting defenses with his speed and his explosion. There's still time to see him grow more as a runner, certainly more as a pure running back. But it seems like he's on the right track there and certainly brings a gear to this offense that they really need. Also, it looked like a nice game for Josh Simmons, who was ruled questionable with an illness just before the game began. Look, he had a pretty good day protecting Patrick Mahomes for the most part. Hard to evaluate on the first watch through, but we will look to hear from Patrick Mahomes momentarily. Live from the podium in Jacksonville. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. There's also a few other things. Man, there was so much early in this game that really I was excited to talk about here tonight, because you saw in that explosive drive where the Chiefs just flew down the field, it felt like they had what they needed to have rolling, to see this offense still not at full strength, still missing Rashee Rice, but at least being able to string together some of those explosive, fun, high-octane drives that make them so dangerous. And we did see that happen tonight. We just didn't see it happen enough. And ultimately, it's really, really hard to overcome a 99-yard pick six. But again, do not hear me say that was the end of the game. That most certainly wasn't the case. It's just a frustrating fact of life here that a lot of things went wrong for the Chiefs in Jacksonville. And now they are 2-3 with the Detroit Lions coming to town on Sunday Night Football next week. And then Rashee Rice returns. I think you could have reasonably and could still reasonably say, hey, be 500 when you get your number one wide receiver back. Your number two wide receiver should be good and healthy by that time. And you get your quarterback and your O-line comfortable. Your running game begins to gel. If you're 500 when Rashee Rice comes back, there's a good path forward from there. But obviously, that's now going to require a win over a very good Detroit Lions team. We'll hear from Mahomes whenever he takes the podium. He's still not there down in Jacksonville. So I'll let you know that our interviews tonight are brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Play eInstant and jackpot games for a chance to win real cash prizes. Download the Kansas Lottery Play On app and let's play. Ultimately, there were some pretty good moments for Mahomes tonight. That pick six is obviously devastating, and his first true interception of this season. The other one on his stat sheet, of course, is when Travis Kelce, also right at the goal line, when Travis Kelce batted that pass up, it was picked off and taken pretty far the other way by the Eagles, only Josh Simmons had the chase down there to make sure it wasn't a pick six in that instance. Nobody could make that catch tonight against the Jags. But ultimately, the stat line for Mahomes, having to do some big game hunting at the end. He finishes the night 29 of 41 for 318 yards, one pick, one interception, and Not a great sign when this ends up being the case, but Patrick Mahomes also leads the Chiefs in rushing yet again. In fact, he led the game in rushing, 6 carries for 60 yards and the touchdown. Very similar stat line to the Jacksonville Jaguars leading rusher, by the way, Trevor Lawrence, 10 carries for 54 yards and 2 touchdowns. For all that Travis Etienne brought to this game, once again, the Chiefs did a really good job containing a dynamic running back from the opposing offense. 12 carries for 49 for Etienne. That's a trade you'll make every single time, as long as it isn't accompanied by a suddenly dual threat quarterback just killing you with his legs. And again, we talked about this earlier. The penalty would have given the Jags another go at it there anyway. But the fact that he just went to the ground and ended up coming up and still being able to score on that play is really, really frustrating. All right, still no Mahomes at the podium, so we're going to go ahead and take our timeout. We'll look to hear from number 15 when we come back here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
You're listening to the exclusive home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes live from Jacksonville.
We have the guys, and we've executed at certain points of the game and looked really good, and then we kind of crush ourselves with penalties and mistakes and interceptions and fumbles or whatever that is. I mean, it's just we've kind of done that to ourselves all year long. It's kind of been one guy here or there, and in this league it's so close that those change games, and so we got to be better. You know, we've lost too many games already, and so we got to find a way to be better as a team and come together and play better throughout the rest of the season.
I know it might not be reflective of the outcome, but I do think the offensive line is coming together because you know, sacks today felt like you had more time to survey the field.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job. I think offensively, we did a great job in certain parts of the game. I mean, when we weren't hurting ourselves and getting penalties or throwing interceptions or anything like that, I mean, we moved the ball and we were able to move the ball down the field quickly. And so I thought the offensive line did a great job. When they're playing like that, it's easy for me to kind of survey the field. And all of a sudden, guys, there were second, third, fourth reads in the progression. And so if they keep doing that, we'll keep putting up points. You know, we just got to find a way to win games there at the end.
Patrick, it's obviously week to week every game. But did you think after last week maybe you'd cross a certain threshold where you guys are kind of clicking and on a path that you think was going to be more just straight upward?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we'll continue to get better and better. I thought we did a lot of great things in the game today. We moved the ball. We were able to score in the red zone and do what we wanted to do there. It's just we hurt ourselves with penalties. And so I think as we continue to clean that stuff up, we'll continue to put more and more points on the board. And we have another great challenge this next week. You know, we were playing the Lions. That's a great football team who scores a lot of points themselves and plays with a lot of pride. And so it'll be super important for us to go in with the right mindset, knowing it's going to be a great challenge.
Patrick, you guys have won a lot of close games in the past. I mean, come down to the 13 seconds, right? How do you guys get back to that, to win those close?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's confidence more than anything. You know, we were able to get that drive there at the end and get the touchdown to go ahead. And I thought defensively they did a lot of good things. It was two plays. I mean, it was the big play down the sideline and then the pass interference in the end zone, obviously, and then he trips and runs in. But the pass interference in the end zone is what sets that up, and they're just right there. And so, I mean, there's two third downs, third and longs. It's just about closing it out there. And for us, we got to be better at not getting in that situation in general offensively and making that mistake early in the third quarter. And so it's just little things here and there, but that's the difference in the game. Yeah, I mean, other than the interception and a couple penalties, I thought we did a great job offensively today. That's a good defense, and so we'll continue to build on that. We'll continue to get better at cleaning up the penalties and cleaning up the mistakes and like the interception and turnovers and stuff like that. But I feel like we're going in the right direction offensively, and now it's about just finding ways to win. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you play if you're not finding ways to win football games and make winning plays, and so we got to be better at that.
The run game, I think, was the best it's been all year. How much does that help the passing game?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you see the play actions, and then you see the bootlegs that we were able to run. That comes off the run game, and I think that just comes with the chemistry that O-line's building and the chemistry that they're building with the running backs as well. And so that's stuff that will continue to get better and better over time, we'll just continue to work off that as well and try to find ways to make the offense even better.
I know it's lost in the final, but you were almost dragged down on that go-ahead score in the fourth quarter.
What
do you think
is going to help? Which one are you talking about exactly? Oh, yeah, just kind of, they played a good coverage, and they got a hand on me and just trying to stay up. It always is a little bit of panic whenever you're kind of down with your head down towards the ground. But then just playing football, you got to be a competitor. It's not about being a quarterback and at the end of games like that. It's about going out there and competing, and I was trying to do that.
Same thing also, Patrick. That touchdown run, was that – true option, or how did that?
Yeah, I mean, it was read option, and then there was a couple options for me to throw the ball as well, and how they played their coverage, it turned out like man, and so those guys followed the routes that we were running, and then obviously the guys followed the running backs, and there was no one left for me, and so it kind of made it easy for me to just get in the end zone. But, I mean, being able to have that ability, I mean, that's just it'll help the run game in the long run.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
There's Patrick Mahomes live from Jacksonville here on the Chiefs Radio Network. We're going to get to the head coach in just a moment. But first, let you know that Tickets for Less has the lowest prices on Chiefs tickets and parking passes for every home game. Save big with promo code ChiefsRadio on your next order. Every seat holds a story. Find yours at ticketsforless.com. Now, let's hear from the head coach of the Chiefs' post-game press conference. Here's Andy Reid.
Now it's time to head to the podium and listen to Andy Reid's press conference. It's brought to you by GEHA. GEHA offers medical and dental benefits designed exclusively for federal employees and retirees, military retirees and their families. Over 2 million of them every day. GEHA, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Don't really have a lot of injuries to talk about other than Simmons was sick before the game. It hit him quickly, and we just were being precautionary there. Other than that, everybody came out okay. My hat goes off to Jacksonville. They did a nice job. We obviously had 13 penalties to their four. Whether I agree with them or don't agree with them, it doesn't matter. They called them. And so you have that many penalties. You give up field position. You can outstat them to death, but it doesn't matter. It's a score that matters, and we've got to take care of business there. So with that, time's yours.
Andrew, just the last defensive drive, I mean, what stands out to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, they had a good starting point at the 40. We got to do a better job there with the kick. And then, you know, it's a game, when you talk about game of inches, it's a game of inches. And 35 had a chance right there. He was right in perfect position, and he was off by an inch, and they made the catch. And, you know, that happened. So we still got to bow up and stop him. We didn't get that done.
Andy, what did you see on the 99-yard interception return? How did that go awry?
Yeah, they popped out. They showed blitz and popped that guy out. Guy didn't see him, and you know, it ended up being an interception. Yeah.
And outside of
the line, there's the 7.6 yards per play. Yeah, listen, there's always – I've told you this before – as much as these losses hurt, there's and the wins, there's always good and bad in each. Things you can learn from and move forward with. We've got to make sure we do that, but we've got to, you know, we've got to be more disciplined with the penalty part of it, and then I've got to obviously evaluate those and go from there.
Last time, not the very last, but when you guys do score, what's the balance of how you're scoring?
Yeah, listen, that's a tough ask because it's the number one defense in the National Football League we're playing against. So we want to make sure that we get in the end zone. I have full trust in our defense that they and special teams to take care of business. And, you know, so we scored. But you have to do the best job you possibly can to get in the end zone. I didn't want to sit there and have to kick a field goal and do that for sure. That was great. You know, it was a great play. Both teams were down in there, you know, and had turnovers. So, you know, but Nick did a nice job, and we were alert enough to grab the ball there. So it was good.
Was there some common denominator you saw, the special teams penalties or what was going on there?
No, there wasn't a common denominator, you know, other than a couple guys got called twice. So but you can't, you know, we gotta just fix the problems with it, you know.
Could you talk about that final touchdown? What were you thinking as you're seeing them called twice?
Yeah, I thought we had them there. Yeah. But he's a competitor. He had a good day running with his legs.
There's Andy Reid after the Chiefs lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-28. We'll go ahead and look at a positive here and crown our MVP of the game. Kareem Hunt ends the day with 7 carries for 49 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground, plus a catch through the air. Today's MVP of the game is presented by John Deere. Whether on the sidelines or on your property, our Gator utility vehicles are ready for game day action. Visit johndeere.com to learn more.
Kareem Hunt, the running back, he'll get it, countering to the right side, slams into the end zone, touchdown, Kansas City, and lowered his shoulder in the would-be Jaguar defender. A 5-yard run by Kareem Hunt, who had his boxing gloves on, and he was going to deliver the blow with the ball.
We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to hear from Chiefs defensive captain Nick Bolton next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Wake up tomorrow morning with Fesco and Dusty, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Damon Hughes joins Cody and Gold Thursdays at 11 right here on 96.5 The Fan. KFNC-FM and AM HD1 and HD2 Kansas City in Odyssey Sports Station.
Four-man rush. Lawrence stands tall in the pocket. He's going to be sacked. And down goes Lawrence at the 30, a loss of 2. Looks like Charles Amenihu got him.
When the Kansas City Chiefs get a sack, you score the next day with a buy one, get one free Big Mac at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Participation varied across the Chiefs' 4 quarters today. Lots of good things in the first half. Lots of very, very frustrating ones in the second. Let's hear from the defensive side of the football as our own Josh Klingler caught up with Nick Bolton after the game.
All right, with Nick Bolton. Nick, I know Trevor Lawrence did a lot of things tonight. His ability to run, use his feet tonight. I don't know that we maybe saw that part of him a lot this year, but what made it so difficult to contain him on the ground?
Yeah, I think a little bit of scrambles, guys getting aggressive in the pass rush, and then just a little bit of discipline in the lanes, and I think we'll clean that up as we continue to go. But I feel like that helped hurt us a little bit, him going right through the line of scrimmage and getting positive yards. So that's something we can kind of clean up, something that we can do on our own and kind of fix as we keep going.
I know this is a defense that's very prideful. 31 yep. Tonight. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, man, I'll just get back to the details. There's some things that we didn't do well tonight, the things we've done in the past. We were like 2 minutes. We gave up a touchdown today. Just kind of clean those things up with some minor details. Tackling has been pretty good for us the last couple of weeks, and we think we kind of dipped a little bit in that department. So if we can pick that up a little bit and win situational football and tackle a little bit better, I think we'd be in good shot.
All right. We don't see these moments a lot, but there was a time where Spags brought everybody in. Was that just get everybody on the same page and try to correct some of the things that were going on?
Yeah, I think after they went out and they scored, I think the offense got 3 and out. They went down and scored, and then ended up getting a pick 6, and kind of just energy was a little bit down. So just kind of sticking together, next play mentality, make our own juice. So we're going to make a play of our own, and just got to find a way to win football game. Honestly, that's kind of what the message was. And yeah, when we need a message, we need something like that, especially in an away game where you don't have the crowd in, you don't have your energy that you feel like you should have. You definitely need some things like that.
Nick Bolton, thanks for a few minutes.
I have no problem. Thank you.
All right, Joshua, back to you.
Appreciate it, Josh. That's Nick Bolton. I got to say, it was a very red crowd out there, so I do feel like they got a pretty good pop of energy from the road crowd. Lots of Chiefs Kingdom down there in Jacksonville today, but not enough for all of the 3 phases of the game to do what they needed to do. Maybe you want to go and review some film. Maybe you want to go enjoy some of the good times from last year. Well, I got good news, Chiefs fans, because you can relive the team's historic journey to Super Bowl 59 during the 2024 season, as told through unprecedented access to players, coaches, and staff, as well as learning about the organization's humble beginnings under Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt. Stream The Kingdom now on ESPN and Disney+. There was another real defensive highlight in this game today. We'll play it for you now. It's our Big Beef defensive play of the game presented by MoBeef.org. 1 3-ounce serving of beef contains 10 essential nutrients and half your body's daily value of protein. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Lawrence a threat to sneak it here. Fourth down and goal to go at the 1. He will sneak it. Stretching the football out, and now the ball is loose. The Chiefs say they've got the football at the 1. Did the Chiefs knock it out? They did. They hold and get a fumble recovery.
One of the highlights. We'll bring you a lot more of those highlights in our Chiefs replay next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Mitch Holtis joins Fesco and Dusty every Friday at 7:30. 96.5, The Fan.
Now back to the post-game report.
NFL football. It's a fast game, fought hard 60 minutes, one play at a time. Relive it yard by yard now on Chiefs Replay. From the GEHA Sports Desk, here is Joshua Briscoe.
There are some highs and some lows in this game. We'll tell you about all of them. The Jaguars started off with the ball. The Chiefs forced a three and out with a nice pass breakup from Drew Tranquil on third down. And the Chiefs offense wasted no time getting going early. Travis Kelce and Isaiah Pacheco worked to move the chains for the first time. Then Mahomes hit Tyquan Thornton for 24 yards. The Chiefs got across midfield, but a penalty and a third down incompletion ultimately led to a punt on fourth and two from the Jags 46. A Jaguars penalty and an incompletion, tipped up by Nick Bolton, set up 3rd and 14, and Jacksonville punted for another 3 and out. The Chiefs started the next drive with a nifty bit of backfield maneuvering, resulting in an Xavier Worthy run for 9 before Juju Smith-Schuster picked up the first down on the next play. Next, Isaiah Pacheco had his longest run of the year, 15-yard gain, but two plays later, Hollywood Brown took a 15-yard penalty for a slap to the face mask of a defender after the play. They always call it on the second guy. Then, on 2nd and 24, Breshard Smith picked up 15 on a short catch from Mahomes, setting up 3rd and 9 after burning a timeout to avoid a delay of game. Well, it was worth the time.
Here comes a blitz by the Jaguars. Mahomes throws it against zero man-to-man coverage. Caught, coming back to the ball. Thornton comes back to the ball at the 6-yard line. Man-to-man coverage. Tyson Campbell was back on an island with Tyquan Thornton, and Thornton finds the ball for 32 yards.
The Jaguars challenged the play and lost. Breshard Smith got the Chiefs from the 6 to the 2. Xavier Worthy got 1 foot in on a would-be touchdown on second down, leaving the Chiefs to handle their business on third and goal.
Mahomes in the shotgun. Sprint out action. They flood the near side. Caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! Kelce with the touchdown.
The Jaguars avoided a three and out on the next drive by letting Trevor Lawrence keep the ball and squeezed by Ashton Gelati for a first down on third and two. That became a theme. The Jags picked up 22 on the next play with a deep target to Brian Thomas, setting up first and goal from the 7. Then by third down, the Jaguars got to the 3-yard line. Lawrence kept it, took off for the pylon, but a great hit from Jaden Hicks knocked Lawrence out of bounds just short. Then, fourth and goal from the 1.
Lawrence a threat to sneak it here. Fourth down and goal to go at the 1. He will sneak it. Stretching the football out, and now the ball is loose. The Chiefs say they've got the football at the 1. Did the Chiefs knock it out? They did. They hold and get a fumble recovery.
First play from scrimmage for the Chiefs. How about Kareem Hunt with the afterburners?
Single back, Kareem Hunt tries behind right guard into the secondary. 15, stiff arms the safety. 25, across the 30, in front of the Chiefs bench. The longest run this year, Kareem Hunt, a 32-yard run.
Mahomes hit Worthy for 5 on first down before going back to Hollywood for 16. Next play, Mahomes had all day, directed traffic, and went big play hunting.
Now the Chiefs roll out. Spinning about 270 degrees, Mahomes. Now the protection breaks down. He'll throw it right side of man, open at the 15. It's Thornton again, inside the 10. Tyson Campbell lost coverage. Mahomes took the snap and spun 270 degrees, kept the play alive, and hits Tyquan Thornton for 33 yards to the Jacksonville 9.
One more play. Time for the dual threat quarterback.
Pacheco's at the running back position. They slam him into the line. No, they fake it to him, and Mahomes keeps it and goes in. Great fake by Mahomes on an RPO. Faking me out and keeping the ball for a 9-yard touchdown. What a superb fake by Pat Mahomes, and the Chiefs have a 97-yard drive for a touchdown.
It was 14-0, and if it felt like it was all coming up Chiefs, it's because it was. On the second play of the Jaguars' drive, the Chiefs' defense teed off.
Four-man rush. Lawrence stands tall in the pocket. He's going to be sacked. And down goes Lawrence at the 30, a loss of 2. Looks like Charles Amenihu got him.
This sequence seems even more important in retrospect. A Jalen Watson pass interference penalty gave the Jags a first down on 3rd and 15 as Watson appeared to slip and land on Thomas's leg, though I'm not sure that ball was going to be catchable regardless. But Lawrence then created some momentum by keeping the ball on a 16-yard run before Travis Hunter shook a pair of defenders, picked up 12 yards for another first down. And on the next play, would have been a big one, but the Chiefs had a chance to slam the door.
They want to throw. They're going to throw it back to the left side. The pass is tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. No! It's out of the hands. In and out of the hands. It touched three different Chiefs, and Drew Tranquil drops the interception at the 3-yard line.
flap of butterfly wings. You get that interception up 14-0. How's the game going? We'll never know. Lawrence did it himself again on 3rd and 5, scrambling for 14. And then Etienne ran it down to the 7 to set up 3rd and 2, which Etienne picked up on the next play, setting up 1st and goal.
Flex tight end to the right. Ball snap center of the field. Lawrence looks left side on an out route. It's caught. Touchdown, Jacksonville. It's caught over there by Parker Washington.
The Chiefs got the ball at the 35 after a touchback, but they instantly lost 7 as Josh Hines-Allen snuffed out a play to Xavier Worthy in the backfield. Then after the 2-minute warning, Mahomes stayed alive long enough to throw the ball away and narrowly avoided a sack, setting up 3rd and 16, leaving Mahomes to check it down to Hunt for a short gain. A good punt from Matt Araiza landed inside the 10, giving the Jags 54 seconds and a timeout at the 8. There was a lot of mess at the end of the half. Ultimately, the Jags ended the half with the timeout in their pocket and no points. Then, starting the second half with the football, Mahomes hit Kelsey for 8 on 2nd and 10, but Mahomes rushed the throw as the Jaguars blitzed and the Chiefs went 3 and out for the second consecutive time, punting from their own 41 on 4th and 2. The Jaguars picked up 7 and 8 yards with Etienne on the first two plays, and then Lawrence let it fly.
Hunter, one of the right slots, goes out in motion to the right. They look that way. Chiefs trying to pressure Lawrence. He's at the now throwing long down the near side of the field. The pass is going to be caught at the 28-yard line. Caught by Travis Hunter in between Brian Cook and Shamari Connor. A 44-yard loft.
The Jaguars just kept marching, and Lawrence did it again.
Tootin stays in at running back, a little more of a power back. And condensed body back to throw is Lawrence. He's going to scramble. 10-yard line, 5-yard line, touchdown.
Tough sequence in a good way for Xavier Worthy. He picked up 9 yards on the first play of the next drive, went down holding his ankle that had him questionable coming into this game. He hobbled off and then jogged back into the huddle a couple plays later when he caught a pass and picked up 7. Again, a tough sequence, as in Xavier Worthy is a tough man getting involved in the offense even after appearing to aggravate that ankle. On 2nd and 4, Pacheco bounced his run left, picked up 11 before Breshard Smith picked up 12 on a screen. Then a few plays later, it was 3rd and 2 from the 8. Hollywood Brown made a great snag before getting popped over the middle for a first down. It was starting to look like the Chiefs had a little momentum. Then 2nd and goal, disaster.
Sellout blitz. Quick pass, it's intercepted at the 3-yard line. Intercepted by Devin Lloyd, his 4th of the year, and he's up the sideline, missed tackles at the 50, 40, 30, 20, inside the 10 to the 5, touchdown, Jacksonville Jaguars. A pick 6 by Devin Lloyd. 99-yard pick 6.
The 14-point swing. The Chiefs almost answered with a little momentum of their own. Breshard Smith had a 62-yard kick return before a holding penalty on Jack Cochran brought it all the way back. 3rd and 2 with the ball. Mahomes scrambled for 9 in the first down, kept it moving as the Chiefs entered the fourth quarter. But then, after a holding penalty and a deep miss to Worthy, the Chiefs took a delay of game to make it 2nd and 24. Mahomes took a shot to Thornton down the seam, but the play there was well covered. On 3rd and 24, Mahomes scrambled for 14. All that did was set up a punt for 4th and 10 from the Jacksonville 44. It was bleak, and the Chiefs needed a boost.
Trevor Lawrence at his own 14. Ball will be snapped on the near hash by Robert Hainsey. Right to his numbers in the pocket. Fires a pass, intercepted at the 20-yard line. Trent McDuffie with the pick.
First play with the offense back on the field. Mahomes hit Kelsey for 14 to get to the 5. Could the Chiefs power it in?
Kareem Hunt, the running back. He'll get it. Countering to the right side. Slams into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. And lowered his shoulder in the would-be Jaguar defender. A 5-yard run by Kareem Hunt, who had his boxing gloves on, and he was going to deliver the blow with the ball.
The Jags answered on special teams, leaving Harrison Butker to make the tackle at the 40 on the kickoff. On 3rd and 2 at midfield, Lawrence did it again, running away from the D-line, picking up the first down with his legs. A PBU from McDuffie and a great play from Tranquil got the Jags to 3rd and 13, but Lawrence to Hunter got 8, leaving Cam Little to attempt a 52-yard field goal, which he drilled to make it 24-21 Jags. The Chiefs were given an illegal block penalty on the kick return, so the offense ended up starting that drive at the 14. Isaiah Pacheco ran for 4, Mahomes scrambled for 15 to get back beyond where that original kick return would have started them, and the Chiefs kept the march going, including a heck of a scramble from Mahomes to escape the clutches of a sack, touching the ground but keeping his knee up. Ultimately, approaching the red zone, the game hit the 2-minute warning with the Chiefs trailing by a field goal. They had the ball at the 2-minute warning, trailing by a field goal, and then on 2nd and 5, Mahomes struck.
On 2nd down and 6, they fake to him. Here's a blitz by Lloyd. Mahomes moving to his right, throws on the run, caught at the right sideline at the 5-yard line. Excellent catch, tiptoe catch by Hollywood Brown. A gain of 19 yards and walking the tightrope at the 5.
It's so frustrating because you know how it ended. Kareem Hunt got down to the 2 on his first carry. It forced a Jags timeout, then second down.
Kareem Hunt is the running back, shaded the left side of Mahomes. He'll get it again, trying to bounce the right side. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
It was 28-24 Chiefs. That feels like such a long time ago. But Harrison Butker booted the kickoff out of bounds, allowing the Jags to start at the 40. Lawrence scrambled for 6 on the first play before Leo Chanel wrangled Lawrence for the sack on 2nd and 4. It was 3rd and 7. Lawrence hit Brian Thomas Jr. deep down the sideline for 33 yards, getting the Jags to the 24-yard line. Lawrence to Brown, Jags to the 11. Then they took a delay of game on 2nd down, making it 2nd and 15 from the 16. It took a few tries, but the Chiefs wrangled Brown on a screen after a 2-yard gain, and the Jags used their last timeout. 3rd and 13 from the 14, Lawrence threw to the end zone, and Shamari Connor was flagged for pass interference, giving the Jags 1st and goal from the 1.
Chiefs lead 28-24. And now stumbling is Lawrence. He loses his footing. The Chiefs now trying to get it from behind. He's going to run into the end zone. But was he ruled down by contact? It's a touchdown for Jacksonville. But did the Chiefs touch him as he stumbled? A confusion now on the field. Trevor Lawrence stumbled and then got up. And then a missed tackle. And it would have been a do-over anyway with holding on Brian Cook. 30-28, Jacksonville at 23 seconds to go.
Would-be penalty didn't end up mattering because to answer that question, no. No Chiefs touched Trevor Lawrence as he hit the dirt, not once, but twice, on ultimately the scrambling touchdown. The Chiefs had 23 seconds and all 3 timeouts on the kick return. Yet another special teams penalty, again on Cochran. 16 seconds from the 17, nearly intercepted. 10 seconds left, incomplete deep shot, hit Hollywood Brown in the shoulder pad. 7 seconds, short gain to Kelce, timeout. 3 seconds, Hail Mary, unanswered. Jaguars win 31-28.
Dane and Hughes joins Cody and Gold, Thursdays at 11, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. The Chiefs fall to the Jags in Jacksonville. Final score 31-28. Let's hear from another member of the Chiefs offense as Dana Hughes caught up with Chiefs guard Trey Smith.
All right, here with Trey Smith. Trey, tough loss. You knew you were coming in. You were going against a 3-1 team that was going to battle, but a tough loss nonetheless.
Yeah, man, it sucked. It was a tough loss today. Obviously, you don't want that result. You come out here, you have a hard week of practice, and obviously you don't get the results you want, but we just have to refocus as a team, minimize mistakes, and just come back better next week.
When you look at the stat sheet, I mean, you guys were 7.2 yards per rush, 7.6 yards per pass. Seemed like everything was clicking offensively. I mean, how frustrating is that, that when you put forth that kind of performance and those numbers, you don't come away with the victory?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't feel great, but, you know, at the end of the day, there are things we can execute better, and those numbers can be even higher. And we knew, you know, after that game, just execution just has to be better overall as a team.
You got a short week now. I had mentioned to Coach Reed that back in my day, Coach used to say it was a midnight rule. Midnight, you soak it all up until midnight, and then you move on. Is that kind of the same sentiment?
Yeah, man, snap and clear. Obviously, we can't do anything to affect what just happened. That game's over. We can only focus on moving to the Detroit Lions. You know, they're a hell of a football team. We have another opponent next week.
All right, appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It's Trey Smith, Dan and Hughes here on the Chiefs Radio Network. You heard him say it. Lions are coming around, coming to town on Sunday Night Football next week. Short week, big game, good football team. A lot to get done for this below 500 football team that the Chiefs are right now. We'll take a timeout, come back, and deliver one bit of good news on the injury front and continue to look down what happened there in Jacksonville as the Chiefs fall on the road. We'll keep breaking it down here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Patrick Mahomes joins CDOT Tuesdays at 3:10 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. I told you before the break, there was a little bit of good news today. Andy Reid said as much at the beginning of his press conference a little while ago. Chiefs left tackle, the rookie Josh Simmons, was questionable shortly before kickoff due to an illness. After the game, Andy Reid said that they were being precautious with that. Obviously, Simmons was out there and playing pretty well, it seemed, on first watch. And that was the end of the Chiefs injury report. No other injuries popping up there as of right now. Now, Omar Norman Lott and Christian Fulton didn't play in this game, so you hope they get healthy for Detroit on Sunday night. But ultimately, no new injuries, which is good news on the Chiefs injury report, brought to you by St. Luke's. For game day minor mishaps, get same day care with St. Luke's convenient clinics or video visits so you won't miss a single play. Learn more at stlukeskc.org/same day care. You've heard my thoughts throughout the show here tonight. It is a very frustrating football game, a very frustrating loss, and there were people at fault in all three phases. Offense, defense, and special teams, everybody had a bad moment. Most of those phases had a couple of bad moments, and ultimately, you can't have that many mistakes, can't have that many self-inflicted wounds against a good football team, an opportunistic one. And that's what the Jags have been this year. It's what they were again tonight. And so now the Chiefs are in the bottom half of the AFC West, looking up at the Chargers and Broncos. And they've got a big one coming up on Sunday night against the Detroit Lions. We'll be here to preview it and break it all down next Sunday, I guess this upcoming Sunday night. It'll be a big one, hopefully a more fun one than this, as the Chiefs fall to the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-28. After the break, we'll go back to the stadium for final thoughts from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey, Kansas City. All rights to this broadcast are reserved, and any rebroadcast, recording, transmission, posting, dissemination, or other use of this broadcast without the express written consent of the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey is prohibited.
Well, a difficult take-the-wind-out-of-you loss here, as the Chiefs, instead of going 3-2 and being in a three-way tie for first in the AFC West, they fall to 2-3 as the Jacksonville Jaguars score the go-ahead touchdown at 23 seconds to go in the game. And the Chiefs lose here to the Jags 31-28. Special thanks to executive producer Eric Townsend, Nate Wetmore, our field engineer, Travis Schlinger and Adam Smith, our assistant field engineers, Derek Nestor, our studio director, Bobby Gilliland, master control, Nick Springer, his segment producer, instant replay Alex Grimes, A.J. Engel, production assistant, studio announcers Bill Ratner and Roberta Solomon, the Haney boys, a great job tonight, Rex and Kathy Haney's boys, Bernie and Britt Haney, great job. Ross Everhart, our parabolic operator, along with David Dunce, Dustin Hilton, the studio engineer, Shotgun Jackson, our studio custodian, Derek Odell, general sales manager in sports, sales department assistant Lynn Greenemeyer, Dan Fatino, traffic director, Joanne Blackwell, affiliate relations, Steven Spector, brand manager, J.R. Ammons, operations manager, and Roxanne Marotti, senior vice president, market manager. The entire staff of Odyssey works so very hard every week to bring you these broadcasts on the largest network in the National Football League. Tomorrow night, a Tuesday night edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, as we will be in Lee's Summit Rice Road location, the Lee's Summit East location, and we'll be the Kingdom Show. We will hear from Coach Reid, but we'll also have Gary Stills, former Chiefs linebacker. Interesting story, especially with his son, but that'll be tomorrow night. Short week. Lions, Sunday night football next Sunday at home. Again, a tough team. In many ways, I think the best team in the NFL. So the Chiefs will try to get to 3-3 and do so with a really tough assignment. For Dana Hughes, Josh Klingler, and Joshua Briscoe, final score, Jacksonville scores in the last 30 seconds to beat the Chiefs 31-28. Thanks for listening on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tonight's Flight by Yingling postgame show was presented by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Brought to you by GEHA, proud health plan partner of federal employees and the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Chiefs football. It's the only place in Kansas City where you'll hear from Andy Reid on Monday, Patrick Mahomes on Tuesday, and Players Only with Dana Hughes, Thursdays starting at 6, right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.